So let's do some dependent origination meditation. Does anyone know what that is? No? You sure? Sitting there, you're like ignorant. And then you create a story in your mind. And then we're born as a character in the story. And then suddenly the bell rings. And someone asks you, how's your meditation? Oh, very good. I think the whole time, and I didn't even feel my leg pain. Who knows dependent origination meditation? experts. So let's not do that. Oh, I'm supposed to introduce myself. I'm just a nun in Dhammasara. Not interesting at all, so that's it. It's true. Okay, so let's do some Third Noble Truth meditation, which is abandoning craving and dependent cessation. What's that going to be? Well, let's find out, yeah? So if you want to get yourself comfortable, yeah? Find a comfortable seat, feel free to use the chair, cushions. You can stand if you want. You can lie down if you want. Okay. So you can close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, notice how your legs are feeling. Is it comfortable? Can you put them into a more comfortable position? And if you think you can, then just feel free to move your legs into a better position. Don't rush past the body. We have all the time in the world. Kind of, yeah. And now notice how your bottom is in contact with the chair or with the cushion. Is it even? Do you feel a sense of stability and ease with the way you sit? Again, this is the time to move it now before you get into the meditation. notice your spine. How is it holding up your back and your body? Are you slumping? Were you overstretching your spine and forcing yourself to sit up? Notice how comfortable it is when you do that. Try to put your spine in a position that is comfortable for you. Now notice the position of your hands. There's nothing to grasp here, nothing to do, so you can rest your hands in a comfortable place. Now notice your neck and shoulders. Many people have a lot of tension on their neck and shoulders. See if you can just gently release and relax those tension if you have them. And try to put your neck into a comfortable position for you. Now you can put your attention on your face. Notice if there's any tension around your eyes and eyebrows, or around your mouth. You can try to relax your face a little bit more. These tensions are not necessary for your meditation posture, so you don't have to hold them up. It's very easy, relatively easy to relax them. A very good relaxing position for the mouth is with a little smile on your face. You don't have to. You can put on a grumpy face. You can stick out your tongue if you want to. I promise I wouldn't look. I promise I wouldn't try to look. Try to find a relaxing facial expression for you. Now imagine that you're not meditating to get something. You're not meditating to impress anyone or to get any stages of special attainment. Not trying to have good health and be a good Buddhist, nothing. Imagine you only want to know the truth. You think to yourself, being myself subjected to birth, old age and death, why would I chase after things or people that are also subjected to birth, old age and death? What if I find something that is beyond birth, old age and death? And imagine that you're not in a hall with people. You're in a piece of very nice nature, just the tree branches and leaves above your head. There's no walls, no one, not even kangaroos. And you let go of everything in the world, because they're all to do with birth, or age, or decay, and death. Let go of all the sensual pleasures. And even your spiritual companions in your practice, they deserted you. They look down on you. That's okay. You're not wanting any of their approval. Any recognition, you abandon all craving regarding the world. You also abandon all the craving regarding the past. Anything before this moment, what you call you as an emotional being, all your joy, rages, success, failure, memories. Conversations. Everything from the past. You don't want anything from it. You don't want to change it. You don't want to improve it. They can be just what they are. You also have no wanting regarding the future. all the worries, plans. Anxiety, speculation, it's always going to be uncertain. You're not worrying about it. And in the present, there's something keep catching your attention because it keeps moving. And that's your breathing. You notice that the more you are present, the more you let go of craving regarding the world, the more you let go of past and future, the more joyful it is. Just watching your breathing. And your mind has more and more energy. is how you are experiencing right now. And hopefully, one day, just like the Buddha, and you come out of meditation with the realization that kina jati, rebirth is ended. The spiritual life has been lived. What has to be done had been done. Invite you to make a mental note of the qualities of your mind right now. And what do you think is the reason for them? How did you get here? If you experience any positive emotions or feelings, any wholesome qualities in your mind, I invite you to share with someone in your life. I think of my parents to share with. Maybe you would think of someone that you would want to share some wholesome, positive energy with them. just like a candle, lighting other candles. The more you share, the more wholesome qualities and happiness and joy comes back in your mind. To share the goodness of our lives with all beings. May all beings be well. May they find this wholesome happiness within themselves. May they find the true path to happiness. And be free from all suffering. Are you split?
We're having a lot of problems with the mic.
I don't know what's wrong with the mic. But anyway, if you can click this on your
remote there. What do you want to do? So, I believe there's... I believe there's 15 minutes break, yeah, before the next session. So have a rest and you can come back at 4 o'clock.